Martin Kilcoyne on KTRS.
Now, if you were up late at the Red Hot Chili Peppers last night, you need a nice stiff cup of coffee this morning to get yourself going. Max, producer Max, was at the Chili Peppers. We'll get his review in a little bit. Guess who was there with him? Our next guest, String Bean Pete from String Bean Coffee, Kilcoyne Coffee Club on a Thursday. We're going from popcorn to coffee. Peter Cohen, Pete is with us. String Bean, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm good. Do I call you String Bean or do I call you Pete?
Mr. Bean to
Mr.
you.
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
No, there's a movie called Mr. Bean, I think. We can't do that. Tell our listeners about String Bean Coffee.
String Bean is going on 6 years. It started in my garage, moved to a small place in Fenton, a slightly bigger space, and then this last September we moved to three times bigger space at Brentwood and 40. We roast coffee twice a week to order while listening to music. We have our own line of guitars, and we roast coffee under the original Soul Train disco ball. I wanted to...
For real, no,
for real.
One?
Yeah.
Hold on, you got to stop right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain that.
So I was in the market for a disco ball.
And who isn't? Really?
Everyone should have a disco ball, and everyone should roast coffee under disco ball. I don't understand why they don't. I found... This guy, his dad was the baritone sax player for Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson, Gong Show, and Soul Train shared a set until 1978 when Gong Show went away. They had a cast party and dismantled the set. He was 16, went to the party with his dad, came home with the two disco balls, and blogged about it. Convinced him to sell me one of these disco balls. I can't tell you what I paid for it. My wife is here.
Oh, gotcha.
She still doesn't
You'd
know.
Get in trouble.
And so I have one of the disco, and he does as well. And it's pretty funky and groovy. I wanted to wear my Elvis jumpsuit today. My wife restrained and said to look normal.
So she's the brains of the outfit, obviously keeping you in check, right?
She's the brawn.
We flipped roles here because the popcorn people were here, and the husband was seated in the background, and now the wife is. She's your assistant, but I guess she's the brains man, brains and the brawn. So String Bean is the name of the company, but it's also your nickname. And I was thinking, oh, you must be a real skinny guy, and you are, you know, pretty skinny guy, but that has nothing to do with it, right?
It's String Bean as in guitar strings and coffee beans. We're into music and have our own line of guitars available for people to play and buy at our Brentwood location.
But our
guitar strings,
I
coffee
get now,
beans,
it's all, and I'm looking at the logo, and it's all making sense.
Are you a musician, too? Do you play?
I do play.
Yeah.
Bass is my instrument.
Got it.
We do jams at the Roaster last Sunday. We had an acoustic workshop where we had some builders and did finger-picking and drank coffee and solved many of the world's problems.
Now, do people, so is it a storefront also? Are you roasting for businesses? Or are you, is it, you know, people can come to your operation there and see the
We do
ball?
Get a lot of folks stopping by. It is our roasting facility. We roast on Mondays and Fridays and then send out to stores on Tuesday and Wednesday. We don't carry any product in inventory. We roast to order. Schnucks and Deerbergs and lots of cool stores and cafes around town.
And I want to look at some of these handcrafted in St. Louis, and some of these are, what is that, fair trade certified. Are most of your beans and the product you come out with like that?
We have 8 different roasts. 4 of them are fair trade and organic. The decaf is a chemical-free decaf, and then we have a couple of conventional coffees as well. The Disco Inferno is our darkest roast. That has the disco ball on the bag. That's our older craft bag, and we're moving to the new bag that's on the Peru, which is the real fake burlap. That's not just fake burlap. That's real fake burlap that we're using on our bags.
Now, I don't know who certifies this. There's, you know, Guinness, and then there's the other folks, the Ripley's, that always can come in and give you that stamp. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're the only coffee roaster that's doing it under the original disco ball, okay?
I mean, I think, and sells guitars.
Yeah, and then has music going and people play. I'm thinking the coffee business can be a little eclectic. I think you're an original.
Thank you.
And how did it happen? You're a commercial banker. You're living your life, and all of a sudden now you're in the coffee business. Was that always your dream, or did you just kind of say, you know what? I think I can do this.
It started as a hobby. My wife and I bought a little bitty roaster. We did it at home. The dogs were barking. The smoke detectors went off. That was the only roast we did inside. I moved to the garage where I roasted on a one-pound roaster and started going to the farmers markets. We stayed there for about 5 months until my neighbor said I was ruining the quality of his life and moved the roaster to Fenton. Quit the banking job after they told me the peace sign on my car had liberal connotations and banking was conservative, and grew the beard and became a full-fledged coffee guy, and that's going on almost 6 years ago.
So you can't be a banker and have the peace sign?
You can't.
Really?
Apparently not.
I didn't know that. That's ridiculous.
The wingtip shoes and the tie-dye didn't really work well.
Who's Mr. Coffee? That's your sidekick?
That's my business partner, David the Caffeinator Pocust, who's out working a market today.
He's the caffeinator, I believe he said. All right, so String Bean Coffee, if people listening say, hey, I want to check it out, or this place sounds cool, are they okay stopping by? You'd rather have them go to the website? What should they do?
They should go to the website. They could contact us, follow us on Facebook. We're doing cool events. There is a Brew Methods on February 4th where we'll be taking our rich and creamy Brazilian estate, which is rainforest certified, shade grown, and we'll be brewing it as French press, Chemex, and espresso, and then giving everyone a bag of coffee to take home and try.
I have sort of graduated towards black coffee only because I like to taste the boldness. I like a super strong cup of coffee. Do you find that more people are kind of ditching the sugar and the cream so they can actually really taste the almost like wine tasting kind of a deal as far as coffee goes?
When people are buying a specialty coffee, I think they're more interested in the coffee itself, mm-hmm. beside the added benefit of the caffeine. And please feel free to open those bags. If you want to put a couple beans between your lip and gum and
just
chew on those with the popcorn, that's all.
I do that when I get some Sambuca.
Yeah.
I love that.
Are you appalled that we're currently drinking coffee out of a styrofoam cup? Is that really?
From the office vending machine.
We love the styrofoam cup. We find that it works really well with the milk substitute and a lot of sugar.
Yeah. It's got an old school, a little stirring. String Bean Pete, fascinating story.
Really?
And look forward to testing out the coffee as well. String Bean Coffee, you can find them on the web, stringbeancoffee.com. That's the one and only String Bean Pete stopping by for a Kilcoin Coffee Club. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming in.
All right, quick break here on KTRS.